With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. The bat cracks at a baseball field. You quickly rub off the peanut dust from your hands so you can join the audience in clapping. Peanuts and baseball go way back, and I wanted to understand what that relationship was. So this week I had a chance to talk to Lauren Highfill Williams. She is with the National Peanut Board.
That combination was born in 1895. When an enterprising ballpark concessionaire began selling advertising space on baseball scorecards. And one of his clients was a peanut company.
Rather than actually writing a check, that peanut company asked if they could pay in product.
The gentleman then sold those peanuts at the ballparks, and that's kind of how it all started. And, you know, if you think about watching baseball games, sitting in the stands, you know, and there's a lot of downtime, so it's nice to have something to do with your hands and crack open those peanut shells and have a little snack while you're waiting for all the excitement to happen.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, right? Take me out to the ball game, written in 1908, after peanuts had solidified their place in the sport. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.